Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the 5 things you need to know for Monday, November 20th. A deal to release some of the hostages held by Hamas could be close, as Israel faces pressure to provide proof that Gaza's largest hospital housed a terrorist command center. A CNN team was taken by the Israeli military this weekend to visit what it says is a recently exposed tunnel shaft near the Al-Shifa hospital complex. CNN's Oren Lieberman, who was on that team, says Israel is trying to show that the tunnel legitimizes their recent bombardment of the hospital because the Israeli military claims it was used by Hamas.
This is something Hamas and hospital officials have repeatedly denied. But what we saw, both in the video and with our own eyes, is arguably the most compelling evidence so far that there is clearly something down there, a tunnel, at least one, and Israel's credibility, the IDF's credibility, and the ability of the IDF to continue prosecuting this war, all of that's at stake as international criticism is mounting of the campaign in Gaza.
Meanwhile, details have emerged of a recent draft deal to secure the initial release of 50 hostages held by Hamas. That's according to 2 sources familiar with negotiations, who say that includes a 4 to 5 day pause in fighting. A far-right libertarian, described as Argentina's Donald Trump, appears to have won that country's presidential election. Provisional results show Javier Milei has won last night's presidential runoff, and his left-wing rival, Sergio Massa, has conceded the race. Here's Milei speaking to supporters last night.
Quiero decirle a todos los argentinos,
I want to tell Argentina that today begins the end of the decadence of our country. Today we begin to turn the page of our history and return to the path that we never should have left. Today we go back to the path that made this country great.
Milei's victory is an extraordinary rise for the former TV pundit, whose victory comes as Argentina deals with economic hardship, including 142% inflation.
We need Donald J. Trump back as our president of the United States of America.
That was Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who on Sunday hosted former President Donald Trump near the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump used the visit to escalate his anti-immigrant rhetoric as he campaigns on proposals for hardline immigration policies.
We're going to make the governor's job very easy. We're going to take over that border and we're going to make it. We had the most secure border in our history. Now we have the most unsecure border in the history, I believe, really, of the world.
Among other policy proposals, Trump has promised to carry out the, quote, largest domestic deportation operation in American history if he wins the White House next year. OpenAI's founder and former CEO, Sam Altman, is set to join Microsoft after he was fired by the OpenAI board on Friday. Microsoft CEO says he's bringing him on board to work on a new artificial intelligence research team, and that would also hire Altman's co-founder Greg Brockman and other colleagues from OpenAI. Altman was ousted from OpenAI last week after the company's board said he was, quote, not consistently candid in his communications with them. Rosalynn Carter, former First Lady, mental health advocate, and humanitarian, has died. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. The Carter Center says she passed away peacefully, surrounded by family at her home in Plains, Georgia. She'd been diagnosed with dementia back in May, and the Carter Center announced that she had entered hospice care on Friday. Her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, says she was his, quote, equal partner in everything I ever accomplished. Rosalynn worked tirelessly for mental health reform and was responsible for professionalizing the role of First Lady. Former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush said in a statement that she was a, quote, woman of dignity and strength, and that the Carters' partnership, quote, set a wonderful example of loyalty and fidelity. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.